Pete Hickes smiles when he talks about his little brother, Donald. He calls him hard-headed, and he laughs when he describes the spectacular fights they used to have when they were kids.
I think probably anyone who saw us growing up would assume that we would both end up in prison, so surprising maybe that we haven't.
Now, when Pete talks about Donald, it's pretty obvious. He's proud of his little brother, proud of the man he's become. He's proud of Donald's service in the military, his recent appointment with the Pentagon, and he's proud of the year Donald spent in Afghanistan.
I think the situation was so unhinged in Afghanistan that the danger was real.
He worried about Donald, but not obsessively. It helped that they found a way to stay in contact.
He would call me pretty regularly from Kabul and tell me what was going on.
Just as Donald was wrapping up his tour in Afghanistan, Pete found out he could actually purchase an AR-15 that was a replica of the one Donald's unit carried in Kabul.
You can see that it says Task Force Centurion. This is the group that my brother was deployed with. It says Kabul, Afghanistan.
Buying the gun was one way of honoring his brother's service.
To me, it's a piece of military history. It's a piece of family history.
In Pete's tidy kitchen, the powerful semi-automatic weapon seems out of place. He handles the AR-15 with ease, shifting and moving parts to demonstrate how easy it is to reconfigure and disassemble.
And I think what makes an AR so functional as a combat weapon is the high-capacity magazine that you can change and pop in another one.
And here's the thing Pete discovered about the AR-15. It's fun. It's fun to build and rebuild. It's fun to shoot.
Maybe the way to explain it is that I've gone shooting with friends, including women who had never shot the gun. And when they shoot it, they turn their head and smile.
Nearly every year on Thanksgiving, Pete and Donald meet some friends at Shoney's for breakfast. Then they head out to the gun range to shoot. It's a tradition that goes back 20 years, and Pete's AR-15 is now part of that tradition.
We have a good time. We catch up. Folks flying from California and from all around the country to be part of that longstanding group.
Pete Hickes is not oblivious to the fact that the AR-15 is a gun that makes headlines. It was the weapon of choice in several high-profile mass shootings, Newtown, Aurora, San Bernardino. So when he talks about the AR-15, he chooses his words carefully. He points out that it's a gun that comes with a great deal of responsibility. There are some people who simply shouldn't be allowed to own one, and he doesn't believe it should be used for home protection.
An AR-15 is, to my mind, much more likely to kill your children in the next room or your neighbors in the next house because it'll overpenetrate. If you were trying to stop a home intruder, it's going to go through the person, the wall, the outside wall, and the wall of the next building and next apartment.
The AR-15 has become more than a firearm. It's become the poster child for America's debate over guns. For some, it's a dangerous symbol of man's capacity to destroy lives. For others, it's a way to stand up to government overreach.
People say, well, if they limit the capacity of magazines, then the next thing they'll be doing is knocking on your door and taking away your guns.
Pete doesn't believe that. In fact, he believes in sensible gun control measures. But he knows not all of his shooting buddies would agree with him. They don't mention those disagreements, though, on their traditional trip to the gun range. On that day, Pete just spends time with his brother, catches up with friends, and considers the role the AR-15 has played in his family's history. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.